With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's finally some light at the end of that long, dark shutdown tunnel. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Mr. President, after 40 long days, I'm hopeful that we can finally bring the shutdown to an end.
To that end, in a late-night procedural vote, legislation that would reopen the government cleared the Senate. Eight Democrats joining the Republicans, providing the 60 votes needed to advance the bill, funding the government through January. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders not pleased. Legislation does not extend Obamacare subsidies.
Watch this. Senate is about to do is make a horrific situation even worse.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine.
No, this package will provide full year funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP.
In order for the shutdown to actually end, the House would have to pass the bill, which would then go to President Trump for his signature. That's a process that could take days. In the meantime, as flight delays and cancellations continue to plague air travelers, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and that worries Transportation Secretary Duffy.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have air travel slow to a trickle. As everyone wants to travel to see their families, I think we're going to see air traffic controllers, very few of them coming to work, which means, yes, you'll have a few flights taking off and landing at our different airports across the country, but the thousands of flights that happen every day to move people around the country for this great American holiday, it's not going to happen.
Duffy on Fox News Sunday, more than 2,400 flight delays and cancellations so far today, according to FlightAware.com. Late last night, a federal appeals court ruled the Trump administration must fully fund SNAP food benefits. It will have to happen within 48 hours unless the Supreme Court has other ideas. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 205 points. This is SRN News. A look at the religious practices of America's senior citizens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people, 65 and up, say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is celebrating another Supreme Court victory. The justices are allowing the administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing passport sex markers that align with their so-called gender identity. The decision is Mr. Trump's latest win on the High Court's emergency docket and means the administration can enforce the policy while a lawsuit over that policy plays out. This is SRN News. Well, pretty soon, Danish kids under the age of 15 will not be able to access social media.
Now, the measure does allow some parents to consent for kids as young as 13 after a full assessment. This step is among the most significant by a European nation to address concerns about social media. It follows Australia's ban, which set the minimum age at 16. The Danish ministry says the age limit applies to certain platforms, though enforcement details are unclear. The decision aims to protect kids from harmful content. Jason Walker reporting.
China is stepping up its drive to attract skilled tech talent from abroad. Beijing announcing a new visa scheme. It's aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and technology. Dubbed the K visa, it's similar to the H1B visa in the U.S. More details, srnnews.com.